I'd like to read to you an incident from the life of David in the Old Testament, which I believe is a good picture, illustration to us of the love and kindness of God to us as poor sinners today. Remember that God said that David was a man after his own heart. You find that in Acts 13:22. Now, this does not mean that God was pleased with everything that David did. David sinned against God like all other men, and he sinned very seriously. But he acknowledged that sin and was forgiven. And before you feel like speaking critically of David, make sure that your sins are forgiven too. But David was a man who had a kind heart. And in the 9th chapter of 2 Samuel, we have a story of how he showed that kindness to a very unworthy person. The story goes like this. And David said, "Is there yet any that is left of the house of Saul, that I may show him kindness for Jonathan's sake?" Now Saul was his old enemy. He had been hated and mistreated by Saul. Saul had tried to kill him on more than one occasion. Now he asks if any of Saul's descendants are left, not in order that he might wreak his vengeance on him, but he said that I may show him kindness for Jonathan's sake. And there was of the house of Saul a servant, whose name was Ziba. And when they had called him unto David, the king said unto him, "Art thou Ziba?" And he said, "Thy servant is he." And the king said, "Is there not any, yet any, of the house of Saul, that I may show the kindness of God unto him?" Now I believe this is the kindness of God, and I believe as we study this, we learn what the kindness of God to us is like. Ziba said unto the king, "Jonathan hath yet a son which is lame on his feet." Now this boy had become lame through a fall, the 4th chapter of 2 Samuel tells us. His nurse, fleeing from an army, had carried this boy and dropped him, and he was lame on his feet, unable to walk. The king said to him, "Where is he?" Ziba said unto the king, "Behold, he is in the house of Machir, the son of Ammiel, in Lodebar." Then King David sent and fetched him out of the house of Machir, the son of Ammiel, from Lodebar. Now when Mephibosheth, the son of Jonathan, the son of Saul, was come unto David, he fell on his face and did reverence. And David said, "Mephibosheth?" And he answered, "Behold thy servant." And David said unto him, "Fear not, for I will surely show thee kindness for Jonathan thy father's sake, and will restore thee all the land of Saul thy father, and thou shalt eat bread at my table continually." And he bowed himself and said, "What is thy servant that thou shouldst look upon such a dead dog as I am?" And the rest of the chapter describes how kindly he was treated, and how that he continued to live there. And the last verse says, "So Mephibosheth dwelt in Jerusalem." That is, he settled down and made his home there, for he did eat continually at the king's table, and was lame on both his feet. Now, Mephibosheth is a good picture of us. It isn't a very complimentary picture, but when you get a picture of yourself in the Bible, you get an unretouched photograph of a sinner. First of all, you and I were hurt by a fall, the fall of Adam in the Garden of Eden. We are sinners because our foreparents were sinners, and we are unable to walk properly, too. Walk in the Bible is used as a picture of the life. We're told how we ought to walk as Christians. That means the way we ought to live. But we find out that until we have gotten help from God, until the Holy Spirit has come in to give us new life and new power, we are unable to do what we know we ought to do. Some of you listening to me are finding it very difficult to behave yourselves. And you will find it difficult, because you and I are unable to walk pleasing to God. And after we've done our very best, we still are not good enough, because the Bible says, all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. We do not measure up to His standard. And then, this boy was of the wrong family. He was a member of an alien family. And we're members of the wrong family to get into heaven. Whatever you think of your ancestry, remember that you're a descendant of Adam, and until you change families, until you become a child of God by faith in Christ Jesus, until you are born again, you'll never see the kingdom of heaven. That's what our Savior told Nicodemus, and Nicodemus was a good man, too. And then this fellow was living in Lodabar, which means a place of no pasture, and he would have starved had he stayed on there. And then he was desperately afraid, and nothing like sin makes us so afraid. We're afraid to meet God, we're afraid to die, and anyone who says that he isn't is not facing the facts. He's either trying to fool himself into thinking that there is no hereafter, or that God won't call him into account for his sins, or that he isn't a sinner at all. But if you believe the truth of the matter, that you are a sinner and that God is holy and that he will call you to account for all that you have done that's wrong, I tell you, you'll be afraid to meet God. It's appointed unto man once to die, but after this the judgment. But there was hope for Mephibosheth than there is for us, because David said, I want to show him the kindness of God. Now, the kindness of God is a kindness that would forgive this fellow for the sake of another. And let me read you a verse from the fourth chapter of Ephesians. The last verse says, Be ye kind one to another, tender-hearted, forgiving one another, even as God, for Christ's sake, hath forgiven you. Now, God has forgiven me my sins. I'm not imagining that. I'm not telling you that I feel a certain way. I'm not telling you that I think they're forgiven because I acknowledge them. But I'm telling you on the assurance of the Bible that my sins are forgiven. Now, how do I know it? Acts 13, 38 and 39 says, Be it known unto you, therefore, men and brethren, that through this man, the Lord Jesus, is preached unto you the forgiveness of sins. So we can know it if we believe God's word. Now, do you believe God? Are you willing to trust him? Are you willing to be forgiven for the sake of another? The Lord Jesus went to the cross and answered for our sins. He suffered for them. He paid the debt. He did all that was necessary in order to open the way for God to righteously, as well as kindly, forgive our sins. And don't talk about being forgiven because of something that you've done or because of your prayers, but always remember that forgiveness is for the sake of the Lord Jesus Christ. Now, not only did he forgive Jonathan, but he restored to him all of his father's possessions. Now, we lost everything through the sin of Adam, and God restores to us all that we had. But he does far more than just restore to us what we had. As did David. David did much more than restore these things. He gave Jonathan a place in his own family. Four times in this chapter he says, You're going to eat bread at my table as one of the king's sons. I want you to take your place now with my own children. And this is what God does to a sinner who receives Christ. We were the children of wrath, but we are now called the children of God by faith in Christ Jesus. As many as received him, to them gave he the authority to become the children of God. I have a right to call myself God's child, not because I'm good, not because I'm worthy, but because I have received his Son as my Savior. So he sat down to eat at the king's table, and he was faithful to David, too. There was an evil time after this when David was in exile, but Mephibosheth was faithful to him because he loved David and he appreciated what he had done for him. And a little later on in the 21st chapter of 2 Samuel, you find that several of Saul's family were executed, but Mephibosheth was spared. And he was spared not because of his faithfulness and not because of his goodness, but because of David's word to him. David had promised him that he would be spared, and he was. Now, Mephibosheth had a responsibility in this matter. He could either accept the kindness of David, or he could reject it. And the very next chapter, 2 Samuel chapter 10, tells us about a man named Hanan. Hanan was the king of Ammon. And Hanan was offered kindness, David sent his consolations to him at the death of his father. But he was suspicious of David, and his friends whispered into his ears that David really was just trying to spy on him. So he insulted David's servants, who had come there to bring the message of kindness, and mistreated them. The result of his rejecting the kindness of David was that David's armies went into that country and brought punishment to that man. Now, God is offering us a choice. It isn't that you can take Christ or not take him, and that's all there is to it. But you either receive Christ as your Savior and receive the kindness of God, or else in the coming day you receive the judgment and punishment of God. So our responsibility is, first of all, to acknowledge our own unworthiness. Now, this is a hard thing to do. We like to think there's something good about us. But Paul said, I learned that in me, that is in my flesh, dwelleth no good thing. And you must learn this. You must learn from the Word of God that you are totally unworthy, that God is not going to bless you for your sake, but only for the sake of the Lord Jesus. And then you must be willing to accept the kindness that God gives through His Son. You must be willing to take the Lord Jesus as your Savior. And if you're willing to receive Him just now, He would hear you if you just bowed your head there and said, Lord Jesus, I didn't realize that Thou hast done all this for me, but since Thou hast done it for me, I take Thee as my Savior. God would hear you, and your sins would be forgiven, and you would be taken into the family of God. And then you could show your appreciation of Him by the way you live and by watching, as Mephibosheth did, for the return of the king. Those of us who have accepted Him are looking for Him to come back. Meanwhile, we want to live for Him. Our Father, we ask You to bless Thy word to those who have heard it. Help us who have trusted Christ to appreciate Him more. Help those who have not received Him to see their need and to take Him today. In the name of the Savior, we pray. Amen.